Right, I'm with Karen Cheney. We're here at the Selly Oak District Office in Sturchley. And Karen, you're the Service Integration Head for the district. So can you tell us about your involvement with the Sturchley Baths project?
Right. Good morning. Yeah, I'm the Service Integration Head for the district, which means I'm overall in charge of the local delivery of services across the whole of the district. And I've been in post for about a year. One of the exciting projects when I came over was the development of Sturchley Baths, which is linked to the Tesco redevelopment on the existing Sturchley Community Centre site. When Tesco's do take over that site, we will then re-establish a community facility utilising the listed building of the old baths with... been going on a long time, but it's quite a complicated, complex process. But we're hopeful that given successful heritage lottery funding, which we find out in September of this year, that would add to the other monies that we've already got within the City Council to refurbish the old pool, but turn it into a community hub facility.
I know, as you say, there's been a lot of work going on to make this happen. And you were telling me earlier that you think it's very important that local people are involved in this. Why is that? Why is it really important that local people are involved in this project?
I think it's important for lots of reasons. I guess the most important reason is, it's not rocket science, the future sustainability of any new building has to be by the people who use it and feel that it's appropriate for them. So the more we can involve and engage and get people interested in and aware of the developments of the new site, the more likely they are to feel that it would be a building for them.
Yes.
If it's not for them, it's for members of their family. So they'd create that attachment to the site. So about this time last year, so about in March, we set up what we called a community stakeholders network to try and get people up to speed with where we were with the process, because it has taken a long time. But it's important to take people through why it has taken a long time and what the future is. So we've had a whole series of those meetings, usually between every 2 to 3 months, just to track where we were up to. And then out of that wider network, we've now formed a smaller group, a working group, focusing much more on the future programming development of the centre, i.e. what sort of activities would work in there, who would use it, what should we put into place, making sure the infrastructure is there. So that's a much smaller group taken from the stakeholder group. So there are physical meetings. We've also always put things up onto our own BCC, Selly Oak District website, so that anybody can pick up the information there. And also encouraged through the networks there are on the patch, for those bloggers or others who send out news via Twitter to take up the story and send that out further. And people have been really, really great. So
absolutely.
Mick from Sturchley News, who I think you've interviewed, and others have done that for us. So it's a cascade effect.
Absolutely.
So that people are able to pick up that news. And obviously now we're reaching the exciting bit where it comes ever closer. As part of the Heritage Lottery bid for us to put through the second stage, we've obviously now commissioned yourselves to set up the website and the Twitter specifically to start building up those stories and getting that community excitement over that not only is the building going to be there, but what it's going to be used
absolutely
for. And actually what it's going to be used for is probably the most important bit.
Yes. And could you just explain a bit about what it will become?
Right. Obviously, it was the old swimming baths. It won't be become a new Bass, a swimming Bass. But the Heritage Lottery Fund and the monies we've got, it's really to secure the future of the building, bringing it back into use as a lively, multifunctional community facility. At the moment, we call it Hub because we want to show that it's lots of activities all running together, be they enterprise or education or the library using some of the facilities, the existing active groups in the area using it for their activities. So it's going to be a meeting place where people can come in, sit down, have a cup of tea, and also use the different rooms for different things. So it hopefully will become very much a focus for community activity and identity on the patch.
Yeah, and there is so much going on here in Sturgeley, isn't there? It's remarkable, really.
It's a very, very vibrant place, and I think I mentioned to you before we put the magic machine on. if it's going to succeed anywhere, I think it will succeed here, simply because there is such a diverse community across all generations and in a lot of different areas of work who all want it to succeed. So we have residents who've lived here a long time, seen things come and go, but are still very, very active and really want this building to succeed. And then we've got newer residents, an influx of slightly younger residents, who are very entrepreneurial by nature. So there are lots of small cooperatives and regeneration schemes and groups that are happening in the area. So I think matching those together, then you can't fail to be admire the level of community activity there is on the patch.
Absolutely, and we hope to talk to as many of these people and groups as possible over the next few weeks and months. And Karen, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.